House Bill 1236 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1236, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Before remarks, there is a fiscal note as requested, 2002-11 on House Bill 1236. The Speaker is required to read the fiscal note. House Bill 1236 addresses the fire danger in the parts of the Black Hills and provides that the state may take action to reduce the potential for damaging fires in the future. Specifically, HB 1236 authorizes county commissioners to take actions necessary to remove timber that may fuel a disastrous forest fire. 1236 does not specify which unit of government will bear the cost of such action. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture has indicated that approximately 32,000 acres of forest land are exposed to the potential of forest fire due to a large amount of timber fuel. Very rough estimates are to the cost to remove timber that may fuel a forest fire are in the $20 to $25 million range. These costs may be spread over a time period greater than 1 year. At this point, it is little more than a guess how much it will cost the state, how much it may cost the state and counties to reduce the fire hazard in the Black Hills. One other factor to consider, which is impractical to address in terms of fiscal impact, is the cost avoidance associated with the prevention of a disastrous forest fire in the Black Hills. The amount of damage to property avoided by the action authorized by House Bill 1236 may dwarf any costs associated with the implementation of the plan to reduce the amount of timber fuel authorized by House Bill 1236. Further remarks, Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1236 deals with declaring a disaster on the federal forest lands in the Black Hills and authorizes state and local remedial action. Section 1 of the bill just deals with legislative findings. Section 2 deals with the legislature declaring a disaster as determined by the Secretary of Ag and the counties exercising police power. Section 3 deals with holding public hearings and taking actions necessary to mitigate the disaster. Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment for House Bill 1236.
1236 TC.
That is correct.
Do you move that at this time?
Yes, I would.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Representative Tupel.
What the amendment does is it just deals in Section 3, on Line 3, where the Board of County Commissioners is given authority to take action to mitigate the disaster. It changes that language and it makes it so that the state, in cooperation with the Board of County Commissioners, can take the action. It also just deletes Line 7, since the state would already have authority to enter into an agreement with a contractor to carry out the purposes of Section 3. That's the only change.
Further comments on the Tupel motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Tupel motion to amend 1236 TC, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so amended. Representative Tupel, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had distributed some facts that just lay out a few facts on the National Forest in House Bill 1236. I'd encourage you to take a look at sometime. Just a few statistics that are outlined in that white sheet. Since 1997, the mountain pine beetle infestation has grown 5,769% since 1997. Last year, 300,000 trees died as a result of the pine beetle infestation. This year, it's expected that in the neighborhood of 1 million trees will succumb to the mountain pine beetle. In the Beaver Park area, it's estimated that there are 75 tons of fuel per acre. 75 tons. Figure that in pickup loads of firewood. That's just a little fuel. A healthy forest would have in the neighborhood of 7 tons per acre. The forest, according to the Forest Service's own figure, the Black Hills National Forest produces approximately 120 million board feet of timber annually. In 2000, the Forest Service authorized the harvest of 0 board feet of timber. In 2001, they authorized 9 million board feet. That was on the Jasper Fire. In terms of the fiscal note, the $25 million figure, by the Dale Birch's own estimates, that's a shot in the dark. It's something very difficult to estimate. I would project that if you were going to try and clean up the entire forest problem on the Black Hills National Forest, it would cost much more than that. However, This law provides for permissive language. It says that the state may take action, that the state could choose where they were going to take action, and it would be between states and counties to determine how that action was going to be funded. Also, there's currently several millions of dollars in a wildfire mitigation fund that the U.S. Forest Service has, that there might be a possibility of accessing those funds. I'd just like to put that in perspective, that $25 million figure, in terms of what a fiscal note might be on the Jasper fire. The state of South Dakota expended $3 million on that fire alone in firefighting costs. The federal government expended $8.2 million. In addition, it's estimated that there were $25 million worth of timber lost in the Jasper fire. 150 miles of range fence, 25 water tanks, 20 miles of range water pipeline, 17 water developments, 59 power line structures, and 2,700 feet of telephone cable, in addition to the damage to wildlife habitat, water quality, and scenic beauty. So what's the fiscal note on that? I also might mention to you, just to ponder for a minute, what the fiscal note would be on the loss of 1,800 timber-related jobs in the Black Hills that generate $175 million worth of gross sales annually. What would the fiscal note be on damage to private property? We had testimony in committee from the guy that's the head of the Rockerville Fire Department. One fire district, the assessed valuation in the last 10 years has grown to $100 million of assessed valuation in the Rockerville Fire District alone. Their annual budget is $100,000. The fireman's own testimony said they could have a budget of $1 million and they couldn't begin to protect that area. What would the fiscal note be on the damage to tourism?
Time. McCoy yields.
What would the fiscal note be on the damage to the tourist industry to have another catastrophic firefighter, or the fiscal note on a human life? I think we're all quite aware that the governor is looking at suing the Forest Service and feels that this bill will complicate that issue in terms of its constitutionality. I would remind you that constitutionality can only be determined by a court, and so whether or not this bill would be constitutional or not is up for question. I'd leave that to the academics to debate. In John Twist's own testimony, the chief of the Forest Service, or the supervisor of the Black Hills National Forest, admits that there's a huge problem in the Black Hills National Forest, and they don't know what to do about it. Some of their proposals are to try and petition Congress in Washington to get legislative relief. Just yesterday, in the Rapid City paper, there was a discussion about a proposal for the president to start a charter forest program to where locals would have input into the management and control of national forests. I think the Black Hills National Forest would be an excellent candidate for that. I would implore our congressional delegation to do whatever they can to pass legislation to help provide immediate relief on the Black Hills National Forest so that we can help mitigate that disaster and help to get rid of some of this fire danger. But what 1236 says is that, feds, we beg you to act, and we beg you to act now. But if you fail to act, if you choose to do nothing, if you choose to continue in the analysis paralysis, then we will act, because there's just too much at stake to take no action and risk the type of disaster that we had in Jasper, only on a much more dangerous scale in some of the more heavily populated areas. I'd urge your support of the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Stan Adelstein.
I urge the support of Representative Tuple's carefully crafted, thoughtfully presented bill. The federal government has allowed itself, and I use the term admittedly allowed itself, to be held captive by a very small minority of those that I've been criticized for calling environmental terrorists, that they surely are in terms of what a terrorist can do to South Dakota. Please support John's bill. Let's pass it and let's send a strong message.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1236. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1236.
Representatives Wick, Richard Brown, Hargens, and Van Norman. Representatives Wick, Hargens, and Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, absent 2, excused 2.
House Bill 1236, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.